Last time we talked about how I wanted 2017 to be as musically revolutionary as 1977, and how punk rock shook things up exactly 40 years ago. Seismic shifts were happening in other genres too. Steve Reich shook the classical world with his music for 18 musicians, daring to use the repetition and tonality of rock music. The David Grisman Quintet's first album pushed the boundaries of bluegrass into virtuoso territory. Jazz rock fusion had been around for years, but the band Weather Report brought it to supergroup status with Heavy Weather. Now, music billed as jazz was able to fill hockey arenas. But arguably, the most important thing to happen to music in 1977 occurred on the night of July 13th. That was the night of the great New York City blackout. The story goes that the subsequent store lootings provided up-and-coming South Bronx musicians with a wealth of sound equipment. Block parties hosted by DJs like Kool Herc and Afrika Bambaataa brought their new style to a critical mass of people, and hip-hop suddenly reached a tipping point. It might be too much to ask that 2017 spawns new genres as big as 1977 did with punk and hip-hop, but we should all keep our ears and minds open, because the time is ripe for change.
Support for this podcast comes from Espresso to Go-Go, creating handcrafted coffee drinks using locally roasted beans at the corner of Douglas and St. Francis. Guests may order from the wall or from their hearts. Online at Facebook and Twitter.
Listening there to music for 18 musicians from Steve Reich as we welcome you to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell, here along, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how you doing, Fletcher?
Great, and talk to us just a little bit more about Steve Reich and this piece.
Yeah, well, he was an electronic musician back before that was cool, in the early 60s, really groundbreaking things using tape loops and things. But he took this kind of tape loop mentality and applied it to actual physical acoustic instruments. This is his seminal work, Music for 18 Musicians. We're cheating a little bit here because this album came out actually in the first days of 1978.
That's okay.
But it was recorded way before then. But his record company had no idea how to market this, because this is a classical piece. It's classical music, but it's so rock-like and, I don't know, kind of trance-like. It was kind of controversial. I remember going to a lecture by a famous pianist who I won't name, but he was just railing against this piece, you know, how it progressed so slowly, and you know, the repetition of it was just anti-ethical to how he was thinking. So he was just hating this piece, but he really couldn't put a finger on why he hated it so much.
That makes me feel like Reich was doing something right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is 1977. This is the revolutionary year. So, yeah, he's definitely a part of that. And classical music hasn't been the same since.
We'd be remiss if we didn't back up just a little bit. You mentioned punk rock quite a bit last week. Just sort of to take a bridge from last week to this week, we didn't play anything from these guys last week, but let's talk a little bit about the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, we need to talk about them. Like I said last time, punk rock started in New York City, and here's proof right here. There was a guy, Malcolm McLaren, who was living in New York City at the time of the early punk movement. Was actually working with the New York Dolls. He was kind of their fashion advisor. And then went on to hear, you know, groups like the Ramones. Then went back to London, where he's from, and started this band, the Sex Pistols. Well, he didn't start them, but he kind of became their manager. They were infamous from day one. Just in this year alone, in 1977, they were kicked out of two record contracts just for their infamous behavior. But one record company actually held on to them long enough to put out their first and only album, Never Mind the Bollocks. And this this song is kind of the punk anthem, Anarchy in the UK. Okay, let's get away from punk rock for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be a beautiful antidote. I love this band, David Grisman Quintet. He's an amazing musician, and he always puts together amazing bands. The David Grisman Quintet put out their first album in 1977. This is one of my favorite songs off of this album, EMD.
Mentioned something. I thought it was an interesting way you talked about them, a sort of a jazz fusion supergroup, Weather Report, definitely with some incredibly recognizable names, Wayne Shorter, Jaco Pastorius,
right,
with them at the time. Tell us about this tune.
What's interesting to me about this tune is how they're playing with the sonic space. They're playing with really amazing sonorities. Jaco Pastorius, no one's ever sounded like him before or since. He plays the fretless electric bass, check him out. He's kind of a hero of mine. But then Wayne Shorter, just this thick, amazing sound. The production of this album also is just really thick, more like a rock band than, you know, your typical jazz album. So they're going to some really cool territory with this album. This tune is called Harlequin.
And then, as influential as punk rock, certainly growing, possibly blowing up, I guess, in 1977, the world of hip-hop, you could have chosen any number of people to talk about here. You mentioned DJ Kool Herc earlier
on. Right.
But here you brought along Afrika Bambaataa.
Right, yeah. Yes and no. I mean, there's not a lot of recorded evidence from 1977. All of this was happening so underground in the South Bronx, right after the big blackout. But Afrika Bambaataa was one of the first DJs to kind of take advantage of this new freedom and this new audience. This song came out much later, but it's called Looking for the Perfect Beat, kind of typifies his style.
And we'll go out there with Afrika Bambaataa, Looking for the Perfect Beat, as we close out Musical Space this week. Thanks, Mark.
Always fun, Fletcher. Thank you.
Yep. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. We'll be right back.